Blitz Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
What?
Sorry, Loren made a fun noise.
I was trying to clear my throat.
Were you sneezing?
No, my throat hurts.
We're about to start the show. I hear in the background.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is 5:58. Raining outside. Keep your umbrellas handy because I think it's supposed to rain pretty much all day.
Good. I love it, man. It's good cuddling weather.
Good cuddly weather, yes.
Good napping.
Mm-hmm. Far too many times we have to start the show with heavy hearts, right?
No.
I mean, it seems to happen a lot. And obviously with Ariana Grande being an artist who is spotlighted here on Kiss 95.1, you know what we say? Our thoughts are with everybody over there in Great Britain. I'm sure by now you've heard what happened.
It's the biggest bombing they've seen since the 2005 London bombings. Mm-hmm.
How many are, what's the official total now?
It's 22 currently, but a lot of people are injured.
Yeah, like 60.
Least, yeah, at least 59
and people are still missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then did they confirm that it was not inside the arena, that it was a bombing outside?
It was outside, mm-hmm. Yes. They're treating it as a terrorist attack until they know otherwise.
Okay. Basically.
And I was on the phone with a friend of mine yesterday who's actually in the UK, and he told me around 6 o'clock, hey, this is kind of happening on my news, and I'm like, we don't have anything here. And he told me that, but it can't be inside because he's been to concerts there. He goes, it's pretty hard to... They do pretty good security going into concerts. Like, it's pretty good security.
See, and then I had read just a random tweet from somebody that had been to the concert and said that their bag wasn't really checked well. So, I mean, I'm sure you... It's really hard
to do that many people.
But, I mean, there's...
You got to do it, man.
I know.
You know what they need? They need better security systems. You know, I mean, here it is 2017. If I could FaceTime with a friend of mine in Japan, I should be able to get into a concert through like a scanner thing.
Right.
That I don't need to stop and be wanded so that you can walk a mass amount of people through and also be safe at the same time. You know what I mean? That's the problem. That's the problem at Bank of America Stadium is that everybody is individually wanded.
Yeah,
that's 75,000 people are individually wanded.
That's a lot.
How do we not have a giant thing that scans someone? You know, where you could just kind of walk through like an easy pass, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, kind of like what you go through when you're going through security at the airport.
Even that's too long. Faster.
It's only too long because I got to take my belt off, and that's...
That's true. I've been stuck behind
Roy
before.
I'll take longer if I'm safer.
It's a whole thing when I take my belt off. I can't get it through the loops easy.
Obviously, Ariana Grande is all broken up about it, and we will have the very latest in the dirty. Loren, I know other singers and celebrities are coming out and showing their support, so let's get the latest on all that because I have no idea. I didn't hear what Ariana Grande said, so just after 6:30 in about 30 minutes from now, we'll tell you that. Of course, it's Get Out of Bed with Ed. You guys are sending your names and your information and telling us what time you wake up with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We'll call your name.
Yeah, we'll call your name. You have 10 minutes to call us back, get your Ed Sheeran concert tickets, and then on top of that, you're in the running to go backstage and hang out with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun with Ed Sheeran right here at the Spectrum Center on September 3rd. So we have that going on. Also, we got to tell you coming up next, why a six-year-old is making news in Japan, and it has to do with something Loren loves. We'll tell you about it in about 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So this, six-year-old in Japan has become the world's youngest club DJ.
No way.
It's so adorable. We watched it yesterday in the office.
Listen to this, Roy. I don't think you heard this. This is a six-year-old spinning.
Like, he's actually good.
Now, like, what you can't tell is that he's got his headphones on. He's, like, listening to another record at this point.
Right.
That he's going to start mixing.
Trying to match up beats.
Him talking?
No.
Yeah,
he's sucking up. I know. But he is, he he's just a little bit, and he is, I mean, behind the mixer, just going off, too.
Is he legit mixing, or is he just...
No, that's what I said at first, but he is legit mixing, and then he brings out, like, the confetti cannon.
Really?
And, yeah.
Is there like a club and they're all just going crazy?
Well, it's like a bar and restaurant, and his name is Itsuka Mariotti, and he claimed the Guinness Book of World Record for the youngest club DJ after performing in 1 hour set at the bar restaurant Osaka. Oh. He performed in front of a crowd of adults and other children. He's 6 years old. And,
I was like playing with sticks at 6 years old, right? Pretending they were guns. Like, what do you mean? He's DJing.
He learned how to play drums from one of his mother's friends. He enjoys playing a mixture of disco and rock music when he DJs. He said Swedish DJ Avicii is one of his favorites.
Oh, I love Avicii.
And there you go, a six-year-old club DJ. So, if you're having an event, you're getting married, maybe you have a bar mitzvah, whatever it is. If you need a DJ.
He's saving for college.
Call the mobile DJ service. Call this guy, the six-year-old DJ.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
This is right up Roy's alley. God, is this perfect for you when I found this.
What'd you find, buddy?
The most common mispronounced words.
Yeah, I ain't good at talking.
Say that type of coffee that you get, like espresso. How do you say it?
You just said it.
How do you say it?
Espresso.
Okay. How about jewelry?
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are some of them on here. We'll tell you whether Roy's right or wrong. One of them you already said wrong. All right. And there's one, too, that we argued about last week. We'll tell you about the most common mispronounced words coming up in under 10 minutes.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Get out of bed with Ed. How's that sound to you? I know a lot of ladies would rather stay in bed.
Right. Does that mean we get to get into bed with Ed?
We're telling you guys, we told you all last week, that when we send you over to the Kiss95.1 app, which, by the way, everyone should have on their phones anyway, you can set the alarm to wake up to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. So people have just been sending us names and been telling us the times they wake up.
So what's going to happen on the show today is that at a certain point, we're going to pick out one of these names and call it out. So let's say you wake up right now at 6:22 to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Well, we could call your name. And then once we do, you have 10 minutes to call us back to get your Ed Sheeran concert tickets. And then you'll be in the running to hang out with him backstage.
Already one person won yesterday, Katie Brady.
Awesome name.
Congratulations to Katie Brady from Charlotte. She is in the running to meet Ed, but she's got tickets to go to the show September 3rd at the Spectrum Center. Stand by. We don't have any science to when we call a name out. It's really when the three of us remember that we have to.
Right. That random.
Right. So the most common mispronounced words, Loren.
Yeah. Apparently, like 37% of us mispronounce things.
Yeah. I think probably 98% of us in this room mispronounce things.
Of course.
Because you say I say realtor wrong.
It's not realtor. It's realtor.
Somebody Facebooked us last week and said, Manny, you're saying realtor wrong, and I can't stand to listen to it.
Yeah. Because
how do you say it?
Realtor.
How do you say it?
It's realtor. It's R-E-A-L-T-O-R, realtor.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at this article because I'm trying to figure out what side is right and which side is wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm right. There's no I in between the...
But I think it goes back and forth because, like, how do you say a small cup of coffee that you have in the morning?
Espresso.
What'd you say?
Espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah, with no X.
Right. I think that's the correct way to say it.
Yeah, it's an espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah. That's when you want something fast.
Right. But then under that, with the realtor thing, it's flipped the other way.
Mm.
So, but I'm pretty sure Roy is right there when you say realtor.
It's realtor.
I just say it.
I do too.
We're from up north, so maybe that's a northern thing.
Yeah. How about real estate agent? Does that make everyone happy?
Right.
You know, my dad says a bunch of mispronounced words. You know, he says like chimney for chimney.
Oh, my dad did too. Warsh instead of wash. Yeah. He couldn't say.
Turlet?
Ambulance.
What do you say?
Ambulance.
Bambulance?
How are you supposed to say ambulance?
I don't know.
Ambulance.
I say ambulance.
Maybe that's what he says.
I'm going to go call the ambulance.
My gosh.
He said lightling instead of lightning. all kinds of things. How do you guys say the month that comes after January?
February.
February. And I know it's wrong.
Is it?
Isn't it supposed to be like
February February? February is how you're supposed to say
what? February.
Y'all sound like what?
February. February.
It sounds like you have a speech issue when you say it. What do you say? February.
How about especially? A lot of people say especially.
Really? No, especially is especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X especially. EX.
And then sherbert. People say that.
I don't ever say that because I don't like sherbert.
What do you say?
Well, sherbert.
Okay.
But I don't say it a lot because I don't like it.
What do people say?
Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Yeah. They throw an extra.
Q-Bert was a cool game that I played back in the day.
What was that?
I don't even know what that is.
You never heard of Q-Bert?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that like Simon Says?
No, Q-Bert jumped around on different boxes, and he was awesome.
No idea what
I'll show you what he looks like. You guys might remember if you see him. See?
Is that before our time?
You don't remember this game?
It's like a colorful triangle.
Yeah, and there's Q-Bert.
Whoa, he's got a thing protruding from his face.
That's a nose.
Oh, okay. Whatever you want to call it.
What words do you have a problem pronouncing or someone you know? 704-570-9595. You know the brand of car and like electronics called Mitsubishi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My dad called it, we had a Mitsubishi TV back in the day, a big one, dude, mm-hmm. that you need 8 people to move.
Yeah.
It was like a 60-inch flat screen. Or not flat screen, but a 60-inch screen. And he called it Mitsubitsy.
Yeah. My dad called spaghetti, scatty.
That just sounds lazy. That doesn't sound like he had a problem saying it. He just didn't want to say the whole word.
704-570-9595. We'd love to hear from you guys, this early crowd. I know it's kind of crappy outside. It's raining. So if you get to the phone and be careful doing it, give us a call and let us know what word you or someone you know has a hard time pronouncing. We'll see if it's on the list.
I think my dad calls every hotel a motel, but that's not really it's just he that's his own. My dad has his own language, man.
Did he learn it from his dad?
No, I don't know. I think a lot of it, my dad was like a truck driver, so he.
Yeah. You know.
I have a problem with, and I'm going to try to say it right, but recipient. Like, I can never say that properly when I'm trying to say it quickly.
Mm.
Sometimes
Seminary?
Cinnamon is sometimes I have issues with.
How about sentimental?
Sentimental. Cinnamon? No.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Like, so say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And that, I don't want to. Cinnamon.
Wow.
Cinnamon and Toast Crunch. And then the other one I have a problem with is rural.
Rural.
That's a hard freaking word.
Yeah.
I live in the rural. The rural.
You live out in the rural counties. Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say that without sounding drunk, like Rutherfordton, right. Like the town Rutherfordton.
If you get pulled over and they ask you where you live,
yeah,
if you say Rutherfordton and you're sober, right. You can still get busted. Yeah. Forget it if you're drunk.
They're giving you a field sobriety test.
I live out in Rutherfordton.
All right, so we're going to need you to walk this line and touch your nose.
Still to come.
All right, Loren, before we get to these phone calls, update us on the very latest out of Manchester, if
yes,
you would.
Yes, I will definitely have the latest on the tragedy at the Ariana Grande concert last night. And Nicki Minaj is not just handing out tuition. She's also helping someone else, too. I'll have all those details for you and more coming up in 3 minutes in The Dirty.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Celebrity Gossip. It's The Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.
Really sad news coming out of the UK from last night. 22 people were killed and at least 60 injured following an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. And Ariana Grande, she has put out a statement at this point. She took to Twitter to say, "Broken from the bottom of my heart, I am so sorry. I don't have words." Mm. Very simple. Sources are saying that she was inconsolable at the time. And
sure. She had to be scared because she heard probably the booms too.
Of course. Yeah. She was probably leaving the arena as well. Police are treating it as a terror incident until they know otherwise. Ariana Grande has canceled the remaining part of her European tour. Some other celebrities are speaking out about it as well. Nicki Minaj, who we'll talk about here in a moment as well. She tweeted, "My heart hurts for my sister. Ariana and all the families affected by this tragedy in the UK. Innocent lives lost. I'm so sorry to hear this. Harry Styles also tweeted, I'm broken over what happened in Manchester tonight, sending love to everyone involved. Yep. And of course, Paramore, and I think this really speaks volumes. She said the community that we all create through music should be devoid of fear. Our hearts go out to Ariana Grande crew, family and friends, fans, Paramore.
Mm. When I first heard it, I didn't know that it happened outside, and I thought they were pinpointing Ariana.
Right.
Like Ariana Grande had made someone upset or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they were trying to get her, but it doesn't sound that way.
Targeting the fans.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It is really terrible. In some better news, mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, what else is going on?
So Nicki Minaj, if you remember, we told you that she was handing out tuition for some students through Twitter. Well, she's also helping a group of people in India. This is a village that is having some really difficult struggles, and she's made a sizable donation to them, which brought two water wells, a computer center, and even a tailoring institute. She says that, you know, we complain about so many ridiculous things, and some people don't even have clean water.
True that.
And this is kind of a funny story. A waitress was fired after sleeping with one of her customers in London. That customer happened to be Orlando Bloom.
Why was she fired?
I guess there's no fraternization between
really?
The servers
I
and
would
their
think
customers.
The 800 paparazzi who showed up to take pictures of her probably annoyed the owner too.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, yeah. I'm
so wait, was this while he was dating Katy Perry?
I think this was recent. I mean, they've been broken up for a hot minute, but
okay.
Yeah.
So she might have been the rebound.
Maybe.
Mm. Good for her. Nice dish.
She was like, 21-year-old
aspiring actress.
So can I have a burger and some fries? Can I have you and a side of
you?
And a side of what I saw on that boat?
Yeah. Got a good story to tell. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Listen,
I think they were paddle boarding.
We know what you're
packing.
He
didn't need a paddle.
Yeah, he had his own stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. That's your dirty.
All right. Thank you, Loren. We just talked about the words that you have trouble pronouncing.
You know, and it's so funny. I got a Facebook message from Scylla. She said, a lot of people say Wednesday, but it's not Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yes. You're supposed to say it how you spell it. Ashley sends us a message to Twitter at the MRL show and says, people say library wrong all the time.
Well, how do you say that?
Library?
Yeah.
Do I say it right?
Well, it's library, but everybody says library.
Oh.
Roy, say frustrated, because someone said that you say frustrated wrong all the time.
Frustrated.
I say it sometimes like that, too.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Nurse Biz tweeted us. At Nurse Biz says it's frustrated.
Holly and Charlotte, you're on with the MRL show.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
What word do you struggle with?
Okay, so I just found this out about a month ago that I've been saying it wrong my entire existence. So, you know, a Christmas wreath?
Yeah, a wreath?
I've been saying reef, like R-E-F-F.
Like a reef in the sea?
No one's corrected me. My mother has heard me say it wrong. My father, plenty of my 20 cousins. No one's corrected me till this year.
That's okay, Holly. When I moved from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because we say some crazy stuff up there, I was saying like the color blue. I would say the Keller blue. And I had no idea I was saying it.
That is weird.
Wrong.
That's not even how it's spelled.
I know.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I couldn't hear
the
difference.
My friend who grew up in California, what's the wild animal that's like a dog?
Coyote?
It's a wolf.
A what?
A wolf.
No, it's not. It's a wolf.
A wolf.
But he called it a wolf too.
It's a wolf.
My buddy from California was like, oh, it was a big old wolf. I'm like, what?
This is Tabitha in Cleveland. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show, Tabitha.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you struggle with?
Do you crank your car or is your car crunk?
What?
No, you crank your car to start it.
I got crunked last week, yeah.
But is it crunk?
Wait, so you say I got to crunk my car instead of crank?
I say my car is crunk.
I don't even know what this means. What do you mean? I don't know what this means.
We've been debating about this at work and at home, and half the people's cars are crunk and half of them are cranked.
I
don't think I've ever referred to my car in either way.
Does that mean it's broken? If it's crunked?
I mean, turned on?
turned on.
That's crank. Yeah, that's crank.
You crank your car.
Right. Yes, Tabitha, it's crank.
Yeah, it's crank.
Is crunked a word?
What?
Is crunked even a word?
Well, yeah.
It's in some rap songs.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Tabitha's crunk. Thanks, Tabitha.
We'll see here. Let's talk with Chira and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hey. How are you?
Morning,
hey.
Tara.
We're fantastic.
Morning.
What word does your mom struggle with?
She says tomorrow instead of tomorrow.
Mm.
So even my children correct her. But she's like, that's the way I talk. And I was like, no, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So yeah. Your mom would sing, the sun will come out tomorrow, tomorrow. Uh-huh.
Yes, and she does. That's the thing. She sings that. Yes, yes.
Thank
and
you.
Then the other one is even better. It's birthday with an F instead of a TH.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I like that. Birthday.
Birthday is fun.
Birthdays was the worst days. Thanks, Tara.
Stevens tweeted at the MRL show and said, my sister can't say pumpkin. She says pumpkin.
Okay, I used to say that too. Pumpkin. Yeah.
I knew a guy.
Pumpkin
his,
is how I used to say
radio name was Pumpkin. I thought that was the coolest name.
Yeah.
Ashley says at the MRL show, I can't say royal. I always say Woyle with a W.
Woyle. Then say my name, Ashley.
Roy.
I'm Roy.
This is Sarah in Charlotte.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah?
Hey!
Hey! Yeah, we're talking to you.
Hey.
Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Red Show.
Morning.
So your grandma has some issues saying words?
Yes. She has always, my whole life, she, oxygen has given her trouble. She says, oxygen.
Oh.
Like my whole life. And we've tried to correct her, and she's tried so hard, but bless her heart, she doesn't. She can't give it.
Yeah.
I still don't hear. What does she say?
Just let her say it. She says, oxygen.
Oxygen, like oxygen.
Instead of oxygen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know it's trouble when Roy doesn't get it.
Right.
She's like, wait, that's wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's all I've been saying in my whole life.
Thank you. I sometimes have trouble saying burglary.
Burglary.
And like burglar.
I was burglarized.
Yeah, say burglar. Yeah.
Burglar.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like to eat a burglar.
Well, you know, one of the popular characters from the McDonald's commercials is gone. Used to be running around. Guy with the mask on his face.
Burglar.
The Hamburglar.
Yeah.
All right. Keep them coming at the MRL show. Let us know what words you or someone you know has a hard time pronouncing, and Roy will give it all a shot.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Kelly and Adam, they're in a relationship. Kelly thinks Adam might be cheating on her, so we have to do a War of the Roses. And it's something that Adam does to one girl in particular while at the gym.
And he thinks that his girlfriend should be okay with it. And she's definitely not. You decide if they're cheating or not with War of the Roses. Coming up less than 10 minutes. Send it
up, send it up. Manny, Roy.
Epic.
Let me just get my phone out so I can play some music for you.
What are you doing?
This is what I listen to when I'm in the car and I have to mellow out a little bit.
Decompress?
Yeah, decompress. It's considered jazz. And I got you into jazz, Roy. You went to a jazz bar in L.A. when we were out there.
Jazz bar in L.A. There's a jazz bar uptown called the Imperial I went to.
What?
There's a jazz bar called Imperial.
I like that.
To. Weather on the 8th.
Now your 36-hour forecast. Listen, this thing picks up, though, and you can groove out. Listen, the reason why I'm playing this off my phone is because my buddy Charles got me into jazz music, and it's actually a nice alternative for us adults out there who need to mellow out a little bit. But the third annual Jazz City Fest is coming June 17th at the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater. For tickets, head over to Ticketmaster.com, PNC Pavilion Box Office. Come and enjoy a great night of jazz under the stars and make your own Weather Channel music. Your extended forecast.
Oh, boy.
I'm dead serious. I have that on my phone.
He has to play it on his phone because we don't have it in the system.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait to find out what dumb songs you guys have in your phones. Let's do that later on in the show.
I got girly songs in there. Don't judge me.
I'm sure I have like Mickey Mouse Playhouse on there.
Okay, good. Nicole, remind us that we want to listen to the worst song on everybody's phones like after like around 8:30, okay? Let's do that.
Hot dog.
War of the Roses in 3 minutes. Why Kelly thinks Adam is cheating on her and why Adam says it's not cheating.
Good morning, Roy. Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
We found found a crazy stat yesterday when we were just sitting in the office kicking around on the net, and it has to do with your significant other's job and their salary. And the statistic is really high. We'll tell you exactly what we're talking about, but if you don't know what your spouse does for a living, make sure you're listening in 3 minutes.
We are Manny of Beasley Media Group Station. My city. Yeah, baby. Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Get out of bed with Ed. At any given moment, we could be calling you your name. Here's how it works. You go to the Kiss 95.1 app. Tell us what time you set your alarm on the app to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, and you wake up to us. If we call your name, you then have 10 minutes to call us back. You get Ed Sheeran concert tickets. On top of that, you're in there running for the backstage.
Awesome. And we will do that at any point. And if you haven't signed up, just get the app. It's free, and I think you could still sign up to do it. If not, then if you signed up, great. Thank you for participating and waking up with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Yeah.
If you're just getting in the car, Loren will have the very latest on the happenings at the Ariana Grande show last night in Manchester, including what other celebrities and singers are saying. We'll have that info for you coming up in less than 30 minutes. The crazy stat that we saw yesterday was a whopping 35% of people don't know how much their significant others make. Salary-wise, at their jobs.
I could see that. I mean, the only reason I know what my husband makes is because we
you
file
spend
taxes. Oh, yeah, that, and we file taxes together.
You spend it. I had to cut her off.
Yeah. You're right, though. You file taxes together a lot of the time. So
right.
This must be the people that are just dating that aren't. And
no, but no.
These are married?
Married?
Married
how?
Couples.
How is that
35%
possible?
Of married couples, thank you for letting me clarify, don't know how much the significant other makes. Now, out of that 35%, another nearly 20% couldn't explain exactly what their significant other does for a living. And you know who gets mad at me all the time?
Your wife, because you don't know what she does.
You really don't.
I do. I just don't know the title of it.
You don't know how to explain it to someone either.
Okay.
Well, same thing.
She works on animals. What's that called?
No. She doesn't work on animals. She works in fashion.
She's a veterinarian. Is that what that word is? No, you're right. She works in fashion, but she's like a middle person. So she works at a showroom here in Charlotte. Most of the showrooms are in New York, LA, even Atlanta, right? So it's very rare that there's a showroom and it's 2 minutes from our work.
So is she a rep for fashion lines?
No, because she doesn't work for the line. She works for the showroom. But like,
what does that mean?
Exactly. See? so like Cupcakes and Cashmere is a brand that she represents, right? So it's up to her to get them in boutiques all over the Southeast.
Right, but I would think that would be a line rep, not specifically for one brand, but like a brand rep. So you would have, it's like what my husband does. Like he works for one company, but they have multiple different things that they sell.
She's a sales rep is what it basically comes down to, but she doesn't like when I say that. You know, at least your husband knows, but now here's the other thing. Going back to the other thing about the money is Dallas and Amanda also make, you know, money on sales.
Right.
So commissions. They make commissions.
Right.
And so that number changes, Roy. Like Amanda might have a good year and then a bad year. So I can get where you don't exactly know what your significant other makes, but I have a major idea of what her base salary is.
Well, you know, there are people that are married and file separately when they file their taxes. So I could see where you might not know.
All right. You don't believe me? Watch this. Call now if you don't know how much your significant other makes or you don't even exactly know what your significant other does for a living. 704-570-9595. Roy's got this look of like disbelief that this can't be true, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what my bae really does, but I have an idea about the salary. But I remember when we were at the airport going to LA to film an episode for My Big Fabulous Life, and Whitney Waythor's mom was in the airport, and she wants me to date Whitney so bad.
She was like conducting a whole interview.
She was. I was being interrogated in the terminal. And
I
she
know. I walked away.
And she wanted to know what my salary
good
is.
Friend.
Yeah, good friend. Thanks for saving me.
Whitney's mom doesn't exactly love me either.
Not think she does. I think it's a love-hate relationship.
Okay.
But she wanted to know my salary. And dang it, if she didn't leave the airport having an idea how much I make a year. She pried, man.
704-570-9595. If you're married and you can't explain what your significant other does for a living, we'd love to hear you come on the air and try to. Or if you don't know what your significant other makes salary-wise, of course, you don't have to tell us what you think. We're just curious if it's true. The study says 35% of people don't know how much their significant other makes, and then 20 can't even tell you what they do for a living. And you're married to this person.
Mm-hmm. This is May and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Good morning,
hey,
May.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, you're not married, but you've been in a long-term relationship for 2.5 years.
That is correct, guys.
All right, so what is it you don't know?
Well, I know he works for the airport, American Airlines. You know, we've been together for 2.5 years, but I have no idea, guys, how much he makes. Like, none. I've asked in the past, and he's like, oh, I make enough. Like, really? Like, what does that mean? So, I don't know. I thought it was funny how y'all said, you know, is it true? You know, if I was married, maybe it'd be different. I don't know. But,
right. You know, when you go out, is he quick to pay first?
To be honest, sometimes he is.
Okay. Or
enough like, isn't enough. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I mean, and I think jobs like that, like at the airport and with airlines, go by seniority too. So if your boyfriend, let's say he's a baggage claim dude where he throws the bags on the plane, I think if he's worked there long enough, all of a sudden he becomes a supervisor. Then he's in another bracket. Then he gets, you know, moved to another.
Well, that's what he does. He takes care of the passengers' bags. And he's been working for the airport for about, 7 years now?
So he's been there for a minute. Yeah, so he must have some senior. Interesting.
I think that that's a conversation that you have, like, before you get married or something like that. Like, 2 years in, like, yeah, you probably have a pretty good idea of what somebody makes. But before you actually sit down and get married, you have to have that conversation.
Right.
I can't marry broke.
Oh. Well, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but May, I'm sure he gets discounted flights. Come on.
Oh yes, we went to California for spring break, and I'm going to Miami for my birthday, so it's all good.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm sure we'll settle that before if we get married.
So, and look at it this way: he doesn't work for United, at least.
Exactly.
Thanks, May.
All right.
Wow. All right. So, she doesn't know, and she's been with them for 2.5 years. Still haven't heard from anybody who is married.
No. Mm-hmm. 704-570-9595 if you want to get on this. Also, you could tweet at the MRO show.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
I will have all the latest details on the Ariana Grande concert incident that happened last night in Manchester. And apparently, Adam Lambert has beef with someone. We haven't even talked about Adam Lambert in a hot minute.
Well, I feel like if you maybe want to get back in the news, beef with somebody.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you're just trying to get attention. But we'll talk about it. It's all coming up in the dirty.
And don't forget, wake up with Ed. Get out of bed with Ed. We're calling someone's name at any point between now and 9 a.m. to go to the Ed Sheeran Show September 3rd at the Spectrum Center. And you're in the running to meet him.
Best fuel ever. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Holly, Michelle, Emily, and John are all on hold. We're going to get to them in 3 minutes. They have one thing in common. They don't know what their significant other does for a living or how much money they make. We'll find out how it's possible coming up in just a minute.
Hello. Look who's making bread.
Wait. Wait. Do we say a name yet?
Not yet, but we could any second. Get out of bed with Ed. You submitted your name to tell us what time you wake up on the alarm with the Kiss 95.1 app to the Mandy Roy, the Red Morning Show. When we call your name, you have 10 minutes to call us back to get Ed Sheeran concert tickets. On top of that, you'll be in the running to go backstage.
Lauren doesn't know exactly how much her husband Dallas makes because it changes a little bit because he does have,
he works
on compensation. Mm-hmm. But my wife gets mad at me because I don't know exactly what she does. 35% of married couples say that they admit that they don't know how much their significant other makes. And out of that 35%, another 20 says they don't even know what they do for a living or they couldn't describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just curious if that's what goes on in your life.
Let's talk with Emily in York, South Carolina. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hi.
Morning, Emily.
How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Now, tell us about you and your significant other.
I have a pretty good idea of what he makes now, mm-hmm. but we've been together for about 4 years, and I just found this out only because we bought a house together.
Ah, see?
Yeah, you kind of know how much you make.
Yeah, because you're applying for loans. And
yeah.
So once everything kind of became combined, because he didn't really know what I made either.
Do you make now? Do now when that? So was were you happy? Like was?
I mean, they're clearly still together.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, we are. We're getting married in October. We now both pretty much know what each other makes, but it never really bothered me. Like I knew he made an okay amount, obviously, because we live together and stuff, and yeah. He paid majority of the bills. Now we did still split bills, and we still do split bills. We don't share bank accounts or anything.
Yeah.
That changes everything. I'll buy breakfast in here for the crew. Like we rotate a lot, including the interns, Emily, and then I'll get a text from my wife and she'll go, $35 for breakfast. I'll be like, well, there was 8 interns today. Yeah. And it was my turn.
Now, I'll be honest. I kind of miss when we didn't know how much each other made because I made less than he does. So he kind of was more willing to pay for things.
Yeah.
See,
now that changes. Thanks, Em.
You know, I'm not sure my husband, now that I'm thinking about it, knows 100% what I make because I've got like this little side account. Like I call it my wifey account.
Is that where you put your paycheck in?
Well, you know, most of the paycheck goes into this account and then there's a percentage that goes into my side account.
Yeah, which is basically your bag account, your bag and shoe account.
Maybe. But he doesn't know about it? Mm-hmm. Dallas, Lorraine's husband, we pay her in cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
just in case you wondered.
Hey, Holly, turn your radio down in Lincolnton so we can talk with you. Are you there?
Hey.
Hi.
There we go. Hi.
Hi.
So you have a joint account.
Well, we have a joint account and so much of his money goes into it. And then like the rest of it goes into his other account.
Okay, so do you have any idea? Do you have any idea what he makes for a living?
No.
So he's got
just a certain amount that goes into our joint account. That's all I know.
Right.
Now, do you think he has, like Lorraine, additional side accounts?
Oh, absolutely. It is his gun account because he likes to buy and collect guns.
See? But you have no idea what goes into the gun account. You just know what goes into your joint account.
Right.
Okay. What kind? Don't tell us what he does, but what kind of work does he do? I mean, is he a shirt and tie guy or a blue collar?
He's assistant manager.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so that's the management. You're going to make some money. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Holly. One more. This is crazy. They've been together for 24 years, married for 16. It's Michelle and Charlotte. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny Roy and the Rent Show. You have tell us the deal with your husband.
Well, I was driving to school with my boys, and we were laughing because you're talking about significant others, and I just told my boys, I said, I just celebrated our 16th anniversary, and I've been with my husband for 24 years, and I don't have a clue what he makes, and I don't even know exactly what he does. I know he works at one of the banks. I know he has a fairly senior position, but I don't know any more than that.
Wow. 24 years you've been together. I mean, obviously he makes more now than he did 24 years ago, but...
Yes. Yes.
And you know what? He has one of those type of jobs that you probably don't want to know exactly what he does. It's probably too complicated.
You know, when you work for a bank, they switch around so much and they're always doing reorganization. So every time I kind of get a down pat and I know what it is, it changes.
Now, if he works uptown, you know what he makes based on what floor he's on. The higher the floor, the more of a baller he is.
Is that true?
Yeah, like if he can see your house in Matthews. Yeah.
I don't even know what floor.
Yeah, Michelle can't go visit him.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Michelle, you told Michelle that, and she's like, he's only on the second floor. I am calling someone. What do you mean?
One more, and then Loren's dirty. This is funny, though. Hey, Jen.
Hey.
Okay, so you're road tripping, cutting through the Charlotte area?
Yeah, we are.
Where are you going?
Right now we're going back to Atlanta to fly home to Washington.
Oh, and you decided to switch over to the Manny Roy of the Brent Show. Well, we thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so you just asked your significant other in the car how much they make for a living.
Yeah, I had a guess, and I took my guess, and I was about $30,000 off.
High or low?
Low.
Hey, that's not
such a terrible
thing.
Yeah,
that's a pleasant surprise.
She just found $30,000, y'all.
Thanks, Jen.
It's like finding $20 in the dryer.
Safe trip.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
He also might be just telling her she's $30,000 off. You know.
Well, right. Yeah, you would think he would go the other way.
Yeah, I would.
Was lying about it. Yeah,
that's true.
If you're just waking up this morning and hearing this news, some really sad news out of Manchester. There was bombing at the Ariana Grande concert last night, just outside the gates as people were leaving the concert, and 22 people were killed and nearly 60 injured. Ariana Grande did release a statement. She said, broken from the bottom of my heart. I am so sorry. I don't have words. Her staff is saying that she's inconsolable right now and that she will reschedule the remainder of her European tour. But as of right now, it has been canceled. Some other stars weighing in on the tragedy as well. Katy Perry saying, brokenhearted for the families tonight. Brokenhearted for Ari. Brokenhearted for the state of the world. Taylor Swift also weighing in, saying my thoughts and prayers, tears are with those affected, sending my love. And Justin Timberlake also tweeted saying my thoughts and prayers are with those affected with the horrific act in Manchester tonight. We need to do better. We need to love one another.
What did the president say, Roy?
Something about evil losers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, everybody's made a comment.
Something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Changing gears, Adam Lambert and Iggy Azalea apparently have some beef rumors. Now, this started when they were both judges on The X Factor Australia. And Adam said that Iggy was a diva and didn't know anything about singing. Well, Iggy has finally responded, saying that Adam is a good friend and that this is completely just for entertainment. He came to her dressing room the day after it was said and said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Don't hate me. They told me upstairs to say it. And I was like, okay. So a little manufactured drama there.
Mm. I like our show.
And Mariah Carey and her ex, Tanaka, are sparking rumors that they are We were talking about words that you can't say earlier. Reconciling their relationship.
Reconciling.
Making havoc.
They were spotted together.
I reckon it's reconcile.
Like I said, sparking rumors.
So they are reconciling? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I've got a full Bachelorette recap for you.
All right.
But that is your Dirty for now.
Hey, it is time for Can't Be the Rinse. 704-570-9595. 25 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to get on their lakefront deck with live music. At 9:30, the party moves inside to the new pontoon room with live DJ and dancing. The Sunset Party at Apps and Taps Wednesdays.
Attention all men in uniform. Attention all men and women in uniform.
Woo-hoo. I don't know what you're about to tell them, but I want to go too.
Well, there's an extra 15% savings to all active military veterans, police, firefighters, emergency medical responders at Diamonds Direct.
And that's so awesome because they're already really low and affordable prices because, one, Diamonds Direct isn't like your normal box retailer. They get the diamonds directly from the diamond cutter, and those savings get passed down to you.
And those special discounts are available year-round, which is awesome. It's Diamonds Direct way of saying thank you for their service.
So if you wear a uniform and you're among those who serve and protect us, or you're a vet, get out to Diamonds Direct. They'll roll out the red carpet for you like they do for everyone, but this is just a special thing going on this week, so get down there to take advantage. Men in uniform, that's why Roy sits there.
I've been
watches.
Waiting all day for you. Come on down, Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road, across from the South Park Mall.
And don't forget, it is anniversary season and wedding season, so guys, go there. Take care of that.
Sparkle.
Boar's Head invites you to...
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, presented by Time Warner Spectrum on KISS 95.1.
Shannon, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine this morning.
Huh?
You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine this morning.
I know, and I'm excited.
All
I've
right.
For like a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about then. All right, let's see how you do.
All right, get out.
I'm going.
Wow, Shannon.
Lorraine is leaving the studio, Shannon, and she is gone. Only you and I can hear these questions.
All right, Shannon representing Lincolnton. Everybody in Lincolnton, honk of your horns and flash of your lights for Shannon. Here we go. This Titanic star just broke up with his model girlfriend and is already ready to mingle. Who is that?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. The Rock was on SNL where he joked about a 2020 presidential run with this Forrest Gump star as his running mate.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama always said.
The Rock and who was it I said was running for president in 2020? The Rock and...
Who played Forrest Gump?
My husband's in the car with me.
Who played Forrest Gump, I think, is the best clue. Three.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Good grief. Tom Hanks.
Okay. Katy Perry was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, where she brought up the feud with this Shake It Off singer. Who is that?
Ooh.
Three. Two.
I don't have an answer
one.
For that one.
Okay. Selena Gomez's favorite star boy just dropped $20 million on a new mansion. Who is that? Who sings
Starboy?
Starboy.
No, Starboy.
Three.
Is it The Weeknd?
Two. Okay, we'll take that answer. And question number five, The Bachelorette premiered last night. Who is The Bachelorette this season? That's a tough one if you don't follow it.
I don't follow it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, come on in, Lorraine. I don't know if Lorraine will get the full name either. Okay, let's see. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So Shannon and Lincolnton got three correct.
Okay.
Three.
All right, here we go. Let's see how she does, Shannon. Question number one. This Titanic star just broke up with his model girlfriend and is already ready to mingle.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That is correct. It's currently 1-1.
The Rock was on SNL where he joked about a 2020 presidential run with this Forrest Gump star.
Tom Hanks.
That is correct. We're 2-2.
Katy Perry was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden where she brought up her feud with this Shake It Off singer who is...
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. It's currently 3-2. Unfortunately, Shannon did not have an answer for that.
Selena Gomez's favorite star boy just dropped $20 million on a new mansion. Who's her star boy?
The Weeknd.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And The Bachelorette premiered last night. Who is The Bachelorette this season?
Rachel.
Last name, please.
Lindsay?
Yep.
Wow.
That's right.
That's good.
Your two favorite names.
Fortunately, Shannon doesn't follow that. Final
score.
If
you don't follow The Bachelor or Bachelorette, those questions are hard.
She was on the last season. That's the only reason you really would know her last name.
Yeah, I flipped back and forth between that and like the Ariana Grande thing, and we were looking at houses because we're moving. Forget it. I didn't really concentrate on it.
But, Mandy's got a lot going on.
I do. Not as much as Shannon, though.
Shannon, I'm sorry. Not quite a win today.
Well, you know what? I actually have been calling for like a month, and I never made it the right caller, and today I did, so you made my day, but I cannot beat Lorraine.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you got through. You can always call and play again.
I know. I'll try.
Let's give the beautiful, wonderful Shannon breakfast or lunch on us at one of the 9 famous toastery locations in the Carolinas. How about that?
Hey, sounds good.
Especially since you've been trying to call and get in, and we finally got you in on the show. But you can go enjoy some great breakfast and lunch. Get a mimosa. They got the orange juice presser there.
I want that wrap you talk about.
Oh, the wraps.
The wrap. Oh, yeah. I do like the chicken wraps. Yeah, they got the
Somebody yelled and said Roy always talks about the chicken wrap every time we talk about famous toastery. Well, that's his favorite thing.
Stuffed French lunch, toast. Man. That's the way to go. I'm telling you.
All right, Shannon. Hang on a second. We'll hook you up with that, okay? Just for listening to the MRL show.
Okay, thank you.
All right. We're bribing one listener at a time. That's what we do.
Yep. If you don't listen to us, just listen. We might pay you or something.
Yeah.
Still to come.
We could be calling out a winner for Ed Sheeran's Get Out of Bed any moment. If you haven't gone to the Kiss95.1 app and tell us what time you wake up to the MRL show, you could get your name called and get tickets to the show and get a chance to hang out with him backstage.
Loren, picture this.
Yes.
You're having private time with Dallas.
Okay.
And he refers to you as another name.
Oh.
What do you do?
Oh.
I would throw him out of the house.
No. You call the Meanie Roy and Lorenz show and you do War of the Roses. That's exactly what happened to Carrie. We're going to find out what name Kevin said and who that person is in a brand new War of the Roses. We test another relationship in 10.
Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Share your pictures of your favorite pets up on the website, kiss951.com. Thanks to Passionate Paws and Pet Lovers here at Kiss95.1. And you can stop by the Hilton Charlotte Center off East 3rd Street, May 23rd from noon until 6 for an on-the-spot interview with their amazing career opportunities, positions such as executive chef, front desk agent, operations coordinator, and more. Stop by today. That's the Hilton Charlotte City Center City. I saw someone put on Facebook, like, hey, looking for a job. And then somebody posted, like, and then she goes, hey, looking for a job, but something not in the restaurant industry. And then somebody said, hey, I know this great job. She goes, PM me. Like, okay. She wasn't doing any of the legwork. Like, she wanted everybody else to do the legwork for her.
Well, we're doing the legwork for him right here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just go to the Hilton Charlotte City Center City and then just go get it taken care of.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, you know, it's that time where we call a magical name to win Ed Sheeran concert tickets.
So this person says that they wake up with us right now and they'll have 10 minutes to call us back. We are looking for Sarah Gilbert K. Sarah Gilbert K.
Okay. Wait, is it Sarah Gilbert K or Sarah Gilbert K?
Gilbert, she's hyphenated. Okay. K is okay. The last name, yeah.
Well, Sarah, you have 10 minutes to call the Manny Roy and the Wren Show at 704-570-9595.
If you know Sarah, start blowing her up. Tell her to call us. You could be the one that she might take backstage with you if she wins it.
It's called Get Out of Bed with Ed. If you're not in on this, tell us what time you wake up to the MRL show with the Kiss 95.1 app, and you could win.
Shape of You.
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Carrie's with us for War of the Roses today. Now, Carrie, you've only been dating your boyfriend for a couple weeks. Why do you think he's cheating on you already?
You know, I guess at the end of the day, I just have a really weird feeling about it. I really dig him. We've been spending a ton of time together the past month or so, and last week we finally moved furniture, and it was amazing up until the point that he called me a different name.
Ooh, What name?
Amy.
Well, and I'm not defending dude, but if they've only been dating for a couple weeks, maybe he's coming right out of one relationship into another.
Right.
I mean, are you even exclusive?
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he sleeps at my apartment all the time. I can't imagine that there'd be anyone else. He doesn't have enough time.
And
with me.
How do I say this without sounding cocky or whatnot, Loren? I waited to 35 to settle down. Mm-hmm. So I've had stories in the past, right? Okay. And I've never done that. Like, I've never. You're focused on the woman you're with, and that is it.
Well, and I'm sure if you're not sure, then you just go with the generic baby.
Okay, I might have gone down that road, too. But anyway, we don't mean to make light of your situation. It's just, it is, Roy brings up a good point. It's just been a couple weeks. I mean, are we going to call Kevin and then he's going to be like, we're not even in a relationship. Like, we don't want to waste your time or ours, you know?
No, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we're in a relationship. I guess I feel like he thinks the same way. Otherwise, we wouldn't be spending as much time together as we do. And I did, I called him out on it. Like, I stopped things and was like, what did you just call me? And he didn't respond. He just kind of turned red and things stopped and then he left.
Did he? Whoa. Oh, he did leave after that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no way we could pick up from that.
Have you ever been to his place?
He's taken me to his friend's place, but we've never been to his house because he lives kind of far away. So he normally comes to mine. But
How'd you guys meet?
We met at a bar.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. He approached me. It was really sweet. He's been great. I mean, like I said, it wasn't until that happened that I would even think that there was anything wrong.
Okay, well, we're going to call him up. We're going to see who he sends the flowers to. More importantly, he's going to put something on the note. Make sure you don't butt in until we figure out what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kevin, please.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Jess. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, hopefully I can make your day even better. I have your name and number here as our social media tag contest winner. Congratulations. I have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Well, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
So there aren't any, like, fees or anything, right? I'm not going to find, like, a bunch of charges on my card or something if I agree to this.
No delivery fees or anything like that. I don't need a credit card from you. I just need the person's name, and then I'll get their address here in a moment. All that we ask is that you tag us back on social media.
Okay.
All right. And who is the person that you'd like to send these flowers to?
To Amy.
Amy? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, and these are romantic roses, so I also have a romantic card to go with it. What would you like to write on Amy's card?
Okay, if you could please write, sorry, I missed our anniversary.
Okay, anything else?
I love you.
Okay, that's sweet. That sounds good, right? Is this a girlfriend?
No, this is my wife.
Oh, nice. How badly did you miss your anniversary? What else were you doing?
No, nothing. Just
I can answer that question for you. I can tell you what he was doing. He was doing me.
Excuse me?
You going to send me some flowers and tell me you're sorry, too? You piece of sh**. Are you kidding me?
Kevin, that's your girlfriend, Carrie. She's been on the phone the whole time, and you're in War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Please do not call me girlfriend. Do not ever call me girlfriend. Don't ever call me again. Don't ever call me again. I can tell you, though, my friend, I'm going to call your wife and let her know
what an absolute piece of shit
you are.
Things have just started going good again. Please, please don't do that.
Did you just tell me that things were going good again with your wife and to not contact her? You did not just tell me that. There's no way you just told me that, right?
Just moved
your girlfriend
furniture,
that you had been dating?
You just moved furniture with Carrie like a week or so ago.
I'm sure that's what you were doing when you were missing your anniversary with your wife.
Uh-huh. And clearly thinking about her because, you know, you were calling me her name, which is just...
Well, I think we just need to, like, calm down and rethink this. And
you didn't tell me to calm down after I just found out that you've been cheating on me with your wife. Are you serious right
so
now?
So you really never had any intentions, Kevin, of anything long-term with Carrie. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's...
I mean, Kevin, you're the one that approached her, too. Do you pick up girls a lot while you're out with your buddies?
No.
You are a sad excuse for a man. You are such a piece of shit. I am going to find your wife. I'm going to find out where you live, and I am going to come and tell her everything. Then you'll really be sorry. You don't want me talking to your wife, but I'm going to.
Hey, Kevin, when you were sleeping over at Carrie's house, and you have a couple times, she told us, where did your wife think you were?
I had a hotel room at the time while we were working things out.
Just sponging off of me, using me, working things out with your wife, though, while working things out with me. I have no words for the type of human being you are. You are the... I can't.
All right. I'm going to let him go, Carrie, because it's not good for you to be this fired up. He's out of here. There's no roses, by the way, so I don't know what you want to tell Amy, but... I think Carrie's going to do all the talking with Amy anyway.
Sure am.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
Our socials are blowing up about that war.
Yeah, E-Drink and Be Carrie busted. Tina Porter, I knew there was a reason he didn't take Carrie to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that always a red flag?
I know. I feel like it is. There's never a good reason for that.
Anyone else in the act of moving furniture and someone said the wrong name? Whose name was it? Who did it turn out to be? And did you catch them and stop? Or because she did.
Yeah, 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show.
Anyone say the wrong name while you guys were enjoying some furniture moving? Who was that person?
Manny Roy. Baby, this is our city. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is my city.
Yeah, baby.
Send music up.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
This is Ed Sheeran.
So we're doing this thing called Get Out of Bed with Ed, calling names, people who wake up with the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Who do we call today, Loren?
We called Sarah, Gilbert, and I can't remember her last name.
K,
that's it.
Did we get that right, Sarah?
Yes, you did.
Sarah, where are you calling us from?
I am in Charlotte.
Sarah, right here in the Queen City, you are going to the Ed Sheeran concert.
I know, I'm so excited, and my son's out of school with me today, so he's pretty pumped, too. This is cool.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Thanks for waking up with us.
Well,
we just thank you so much for waking up with the MRL show, and listen, we got your name in the run-in to go backstage with Ed Sheeran.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you could get the VIP experience, okay?
Okay.
I understand Sarah's late for work, so we'll let her go. Sarah, thanks so much for listening to the MRL show.
Thank you, guys.
Wait, before you go, Sarah, I'm just kidding.
Congratulations.
Let her go, yeah.
Tell your boss we love him.
All right, I will.
All right. Thanks. Or her. Boy, was I sexist.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe she wants to take her to the show.
But here's the thing. I just pictured like an angry boss guy looking out the window at her in the parking lot. That's what I had going on in my head.
Looking
like
Sarah.
Looking at his watch.
How can I get everything done when you're not in here?
You know, it's 7 minutes after.
Yeah, but we heard a crazy War of the Roses that got the MRL WOTR trending right here in Charlotte. Thank you so much for that. But so many people are in disgust over Kevin on how he pretty much strung Carrie along.
Well, not only that, but he called her the wrong name during moving furniture time.
Yeah, he called his wife's name, Amy, while that was happening and pretty much made it clear that he had no intentions with Carrie and that it was pretty much a mistake. Patricia sent us a tweet at the MRL show, biggest red flag ever, never going to their house.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question, because I was like, if you've never been to his house, even if it's a hike, you would still at some point be like, hey, I'm going to come over for dinner, or he would invite you for dinner. You'd stay the night if it was far.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a blunt question, and it's probably one you're not happy to answer. But if you can get on the phone and maybe just give us a little insight, if you'd ever been with someone who said the wrong name during furniture moving, what name did it turn out to be? And what did you do? 704-570-9595, because Carrie said that she called him out on it. Well, he stopped, drank water, and left.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk with Trish from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I kind of had a similar situation. He didn't call me the wrong name. We were dating. I'd been to his apartment. He gave me a key and everything. We were exclusive. I ended up pregnant with our current son now. And come to find out, while I was pregnant, his sister told me he was married.
Wow. So where were you going to? Like, was it a crash pad that he had on the side where they separated?
No. They did. It was their previous apartment. They separated. She went and stayed with her mother while they were, quote unquote, working things out. And the photo he had in his house of her and the child was actually, obviously, his wife and their son together. And he told me that was his cousin and his nephew. So he was a pathological liar.
Why did the sister get involved, Trish?
I think she was just fed up, because I guess he was a habitual liar and she was just annoyed with it.
But she wasn't mad at you. She wasn't like, okay.
No, she was never mad at me, but, he broke up with me randomly and I was pregnant, and I asked, his sister, and his sister said, well, he broke up with you because he's married.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, what? And none of his friends told me. We all hung out and, partied together, obviously before I got pregnant, and none of them told me, and they all knew about it.
Wow. I mean, his sister was probably sick of covering for him, and when she got pregnant, she was like, okay, I got to put an end to this.
Thanks, Trish.
He even had her name tattooed on him.
Mm.
And you
knew that, right?
I knew of the name, but again, I don't even remember what story he came up with. He lied about everything. Mm. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trish. How about another Trish?
Hey, Trish.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rent Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing really well. So you were with a guy for a year and a half?
I was. I did everything. I went to his house. I went to his job. I went to everything. And then found out when I found out I was expecting, that he finally told me his wife was expecting as well.
Ooh.
Now, how does he, you went to his house. How did he hide a wife from you?
I look back and I have no idea. Like,
he literally hit his kids and hit his wife.
Nothing.
So
I was in their room. I've been in their car. I've been everywhere.
So like, you didn't see another woman's jewelry. You didn't see photos. It was like a staged house.
We took vacations. We took work trips. We did everything.
So how did you come to find out, Trish?
He told me that his wife was expecting a baby 2 months from then, too.
Mm.
When you told him you were expecting?
Yeah.
And then so what happened? Do you know, is he back with her?
Well, luckily, I had a miscarriage. So,
oh, no.
I mean, obviously, it's all good. I don't know. I have not spoken to him since the day he told me that.
Okay, so you have no idea.
No idea. I hope not. I hope, like, she found out, which I don't know, because it lasted for so long, how she had no idea. I feel like they were cheating on each other.
So yeah. I don't know. Maybe the baby's not even his. Hopefully not.
Yeah. Wow, what a crazy story. Thanks, Trish. One more real quick. John in Rock Hill?
Yes.
Hey, bud. You're on with the MRL show.
Yeah, so it was prom night. We're moving furniture, me and my girlfriend, and she screams another name. And I knew exactly who it was, and it was my best friend at the time. Again, it's prom night. So she leaves and goes straight to his house. I jump in my truck, and I go to his house, and, of course, her vehicle's there. Knock on the door and catch them both red-handed.
Wow, she's busy. She can do it back-to-back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was prom night.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Did I go too far?
Good thing prom season is over here in Charlotte. Behave yourselves on prom night, people. Come on.
All right, so I'm not sure what a wa-boom man is, but he was on The Bachelorette last night. We've got to talk about this. There were some crazy, you know, they tell their occupations. There were some crazy ones.
Okay.
It's all coming up in the dirty.
10 minutes.
Caught up in your show. Perhaps fun. Sorry,
now you're giving him a complex, Manny.
Yeah, he's making fun of my hat. I have a great hat.
It's a straw cap.
I complimented Roy's hat during that song, and Manny said, well, it's okay.
Stop. All right, can we do the dirty, please?
All right.
Well, you're
eating up your time.
Well, I know.
Well, maybe if you would say nice things about what I wear from time to time, we'd have a greater time.
I love your animal shirt. I hate your Star Country shirt that says staff, and you're not working at Star Country.
That is true. But there are bigger things going on in the world, you two.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, update us. What's the latest out of Manchester?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was some sad news out of Manchester last night at an Ariana Grande concert. After the concert, concert goers were leaving, and there was a bombing, and 22 people were killed, at least 60 injured. Ariana Grande has released a statement. She said, broken from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry. I don't have words. Her sources are saying that she's inconsolable right now, and she just feels for her fans. She has canceled the rest of her European tour at this point, and when she feels ready, they will go ahead and reschedule those dates.
Okay. Man, we'll be keeping an eye on this story for the next couple days for sure.
Of course. So Liam Payne, he says that he is not throwing shade at One Direction, even though in his new single, Strip It Down, which he released on Friday, fans were not happy that he sings, you know, I used to be in 1D, but now I'm free. People were thinking that that's some shade he's throwing. He's
free to do what he wants. He doesn't have to talk to three other guys.
That's what he's saying. He's insisting that it's not an insult to the band. It's just where he started, and now he's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, The Bachelorette premiered last night, and Rachel had some doozies, per usual. And, you know, they all get out of the limo and try to impress her, including Lucas.
Now, this was the most obnoxious limo exit ever.
Yes.
This has now become a thing on The Bachelor. It used to be just like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm Lucas, and I'm from Woodside, California. The word waboom grew from the word boom.
What's wrong with him?
He just kept screaming it. That was after he got out of the limo. He proceeded to use a megaphone to announce himself getting out of the limo.
Okay.
Good evening, stepping out of the limo next. Standing at 6 feet tall, weighing in at a whopping 195 pounds, pure lean muscle mass, your future husband.
Okay, it sounds like Principal Roy.
I know. I'm like, there are some real doozies this season. Where's Principal Roy? We could have got him on this season of The Bachelorette.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the MRL show, where we have a combined weight of which we will not tell you. Pure muscle.
Between the three of us, there's 5 abs.
5 abs, but 2 ribs. Don't ask.
By the way, there was also an aspiring drummer who brought an entire marching band. Like, it was a big thing. She also brought her dog with her for the season, and she had the girls from last season on to do a little chat sesh before she met the men.
I'm excited.
Corinne was there, too.
Yep. First African-American woman to be the Bachelorette.
Yes. I have a DVR, and I'm going home. and watching it immediately.
Yeah, I got to concentrate on it.
Me
I got to watch it again.
I got to watch the whole thing full.
Real quick, tell us what's trending, what's hot, what does Elle like?
Well, I was tagging you in this yesterday, Manny, because I know you love Lokai bracelets, and they just came out with a new one, or a bunch of new ones, and you can wear the world now. They have limited edition Lokai bracelets available, and they support international rescue committees, so you can get red, white, and blue, you can get the Italian flag colors, there's different ones that you can pick up.
But I'm looking at Manny right now, and he has some Lokai bracelets on.
Is one Three of them.
Is one of them, are they clear or are they just faded?
The original is clear, but they have ones like he's got a tie-dye blue and white and black one on.
Okay. Last year.
Yeah, Save the Ocean. There's a whole ton of them. So, and they're really cool. They'll remind you to stay humble when you're on top and to be hopeful when you're at your lowest.
I got into the whole Lokai thing because of Cam Newton. And so Lokai sponsors the Cam Newton Kick It With Cam kickball event. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will wear the Lokai guy out.
Good. Well, that's what I like for today.
Thank you. Still to come. Everybody get out your dumb phones.
Yeah.
And find the worst one. Song on the most embarrassing song on your iTunes. Let's do that because I told you guys I have some jazz on my phone and like I love it, but I'm embarrassed to listen to it in public. So we'll find out which one of us has the most embarrassing song on our phones coming up in 8 minutes. Hey,
want Kiss traffic?
Join Kiss 95.1 for the Carolina Fair this Memorial Day from 11 to 3. You can meet Disney's Peyton List from the hit Disney series Jesse and Fox's Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Free admission with the fair, plus enjoy exciting shows, attractions, spectacular carnival rides. The Carolina Fair is May 26th through June 4th, so start making your plans now at the Park Expo.
Also, a live after 5 brought to you by Keffer Hyundai this Thursday at Charlotte's biggest after-work party. Hope you join Kiss 95.1 as the band is going to be Appetite for Destruction.
Beautiful. We're going to play 3 songs from each one of our phones. And producer Nicole is going to guess which song is whose and then judge who has the worst song on our phones, okay? Because each one of us has an embarrassing song.
Yeah.
And don't just sit there in the cars and at work, wherever you are, and say, you don't, because we all do.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it in 3 minutes. Yeah! Manny Roy. I love
got to get up. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show. Got to
get up. Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is got this? To get up.
Hey! This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Congratulations to the winner of today's Get Out of Bed with Ed, Sarah Gilbert K.
It's that last part that
throws everybody off.
I know.
Yesterday it was Katie Brady. Today, Sarah Gilbert K is your name. Going to be called tomorrow. Make sure you download the Kiss 95.1 app. Set the alarm so you can wake up and hear our... I was going to say beautiful voices, but so you can wake up and hear our mediocre show.
And then we will send you to the show to go see Ed Sheeran on September 3rd at the Spectrum Center. And you're in the running to meet and hang with him before the show so you can get thy selfie and rub thy hair.
I like the word thy you're doing.
Me too. That's
starting
a cool
to
move.
Use it instead of the.
Earlier in the show, Manny made it known that he has jazz music on his Spotify phone.
Like straight weather channel style.
Straight, like weather on the 8th or whatever they say, local on the 8th.
And now your local forecast.
Yeah. Yes. Your extended 17-day forecast.
It's called the Rippingtons.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I Googled it. Well, anyway, so.
So I want to, let's all pull out the most embarrassing songs we have. Let's try to guess whose is who.
All right. Okay. All right, so play one, and then whoever's this is, give us a minute, and then we'll all guess. Then you have to come forward, okay?
Okay.
Producer Nicole's here, too. She's listening. Go ahead. Let me pop this up. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, all right. This is on someone's playlist.
I already know, because she already told us.
Hot dog!
All right.
Why do you have this?
Because now
she has
Cash
a kid.
Is,
she has
yeah,
a kid.
He's in this, like, Mickey Mouse playhouse phase, and it's the only thing to save me when he's having a moment. And the second this comes on, he's all in.
You know what my niece Emma, her song was? All About That Bass, Megan Trainor. You put that thing on, man. She was smiling.
I would happily take Megan Trainor over the hot dog
no,
song.
You hate it after hearing it 400 times in a row. You hate Megan Trainor.
Well, I'm right. Starting to feel the same way about the hot dog song.
Loren's got the hot dog song. What song is next?
Okay.
What is this?
I don't know.
It's 80s.
It's 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Manny likes stuff from the 80s.
Yeah.
Manny likes things from the 80s.
Cool. Clearly, it's Maney's.
Maney, is it you?
I know it's Toto, but it's not me.
Really?
Oh.
Is this a Roy special?
This is a Roy special.
Really?
I love Toto Africa.
They're coming, too. They're coming this summer.
Oh, such a good song.
I felt the rains down in Africa.
I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
What? You never heard this song?
I don't know. You kidding me? My life is the hot dog song and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, how come Cash can't like Toto? Here we go.
You've had to hear this, at least in a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, now I got it.
Yeah, you'll imagine. Play this and Cash will start like
yeah. All right,
mellowing out.
That leaves mine last lame song that I have on my phone that I
don't
love
is...
but I have it on there because I have the best of album. It doesn't ever come up though. My iTunes rotates horribly when I do like random.
Yeah,
it random plays the same five songs.
I don't even know what this is.
This is a song called Easy Lover with Phil Collins from the band Genesis, and then Philip Bailey, who is in the band Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
They came together?
They came together to make this one. It's Easy Lover on Kiss.
Oh, boy.
All right, so, Nicole.
Nicole has heard all three of our songs that we love. That it's the songs that are lame, but we sing out in our cars.
Oh, man.
Which one has the lamest song?
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
I figured
you
it was
going
to be me.
You're the mother.
I know. You don't get a bye. And listen, I feel the same way about it. It's the lamest thing on my playlist.
Hot dog. Your son's already turning against you.
Yeah.
Making
do we
your
have
life
to play
hard.
This again now? I'm going to hear it 15 times when
do
I get
home.
You
know every word?
Yeah. Oh, and we dance to it. Like, it's okay. A whole thing in our house.
Wait till you go to Disney. This is like the theme when Mickey comes out.
Oh, gosh.
Let's go to JJ's today. For some reason, I'm craving a hot dog.
I don't know why.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
If you want to share with us the lame song you have on your phone, you can do that at 704-570-9595 or hit us up at the MRL Show.
Yeah, maybe we'll play it for you.
Let's talk about Orlando Bloom and why he caused one waitress to lose her job in England. If you didn't hear, we'll tell you about it in under 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
Then repeat after me.
I do solemnly swear. Which one? Solemnly swear?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good. So get out of bed with that. He already has the bed hair. You can just wake up right next to him.
He's been in bed for a while.
Yeah.
Rolling around. We're,
of course, talking about Ed Sheeran.
Of course, Ed Sheeran. If you want tickets to a show, people have been putting their name in at the Kiss 95.1 app, telling us what time they wake up to the MRL show. If we call your name at that time you gave us, you got 10 minutes to call us back. Get those Ed Sheeran concert tickets. On top of that, you're in the running to go backstage and hang out with Ed Sheeran.
Sarah Gilbert Kay won today.
Yes, and Katie Brady won yesterday.
Yep, maybe Dave Davidson will win tomorrow. We don't know. Everybody's got a cool name so far.
Davidson, I think he hosts a radio show.
He does. It's a podcast. It's a wonderful podcast.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, don't look it up.
No, now you know everybody's going to. And I don't even know if that's a real person or not. You guys are awful.
It's real.
You brought
all right,
it up.
Let's talk about Orlando Bloom and this waitress. Why was a waitress named Viviana Ross fired after she poured Orlando Bloom drinks in London?
This is pretty crazy.
She spit in his drink, I bet.
Mm-mm.
She didn't spit in his drink, Roy. She had a much better time than that. We'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show.
Group station. It's my city. Yeah, baby. Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1, home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I can't wait any longer. What happened to where a waitress got fired for serving Orlando Bloom?
Well, she did a little bit more than serve him.
Okay.
She is a waitress at a hotel and restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Now, when she got off of her shift, she saw Orlando Bloom outside of the hotel. And she ended up talking to him, and he invited her back to his room, one of their five-star suites, for a drink. Well, she didn't leave. And Orlando Bloom had a meeting the next morning. She remained in his bed. Well, the manager of the hotel.
Of course you remain in his bed because you call every one of your friends and you're like, get over here and see where I currently am.
And you take selfies.
Of course,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Sniff the pillow. What?
So the manager of the hotel came in and found her in the suite inside the bed and reported her to her boss. She worked at the restaurant that was attached to the hotel.
So it wasn't a big deal that she went back with Orlando Bloom. It was a bigger deal that she wouldn't leave Orlando Bloom.
No, I think the fact that they hooked up.
No
was
fraternizing.
Probably, yeah.
What's the big deal, man?
Lorraine, you know that. You were a honeybee and a lady cat. They're pretty strict. And also a Dolphins cheerleader. It's pretty strict rules, right? With players and.
Yes, it's very strict rules.
Well, that's completely different.
Why?
Why?
It's not like she worked at the hotel next door. She's affiliated with that hotel. For somebody to be
staying at.
But for somebody to be hooking up with guests, that's not a good reputation for your hotel.
Now, to Roy's point, he could put all fives on the card that says rate your experience here. Orlando Bloom could do all fives because he had a great experience at the hotel. You see what I'm saying?
They're both adults. What's the big deal if she found someone attractive and wants to make a decision with another person that happens to be staying at that hotel?
I don't think it would have been as big a deal as if they would have gone to another hotel. But because you don't eat where you go to the bathroom.
Well, listen, if it's Orlando Bloom, you're going to eat and go to the bathroom. You're going to do everything.
In the same place, right? Okay, so is there a celebrity that you would give up your job for, though? No. I mean, I wouldn't.
Really?
I mean, I don't think so.
I mean, I love y'all, but Gwen Stefani, my God.
Maybe Brad Pitt. Maybe. I'm just going to go use the broom closet.
Selena Gomez? Mm-hmm. You've met her.
Mm-hmm.
Enrique Iglesias.
You're not as tight.
That man can do no harm.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Yeah. Al Roker. I'm watching the Today Show.
But I think that was my point, Roy, is that... Because it's not a good look. Wait, for the hotel.
Can we get somebody to verify, like, if you work in the restaurant business or you deal with quote-unquote customers and patrons doing something, like, is there a policy for you not to hook up with the customers? And do you or someone you know do it? Like, are you a bartender who's hooked up with one of your patrons but you're not supposed to?
I think it's a really romantic story for if you fall in love and marry your waitress.
Well, this was a one-night stand.
But you don't hear that too much, and I wonder if it's because they tell you you're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. I know you worked at Country Cooking.
Yeah, the All-American Buffet.
And were you allowed to fraternize with customers?
I think they encouraged it.
Better tips.
They needed them to come back.
I'm going to give you a steak, medium rare, and my phone number. Mm-hmm. I'll take the steak.
Going on a date with somebody, by the way, is a little different than going to their room.
Well, yeah.
But if someone can verify and kind of maybe straighten out this little gray area that we have here, because we're not sure if, I mean, clearly the hotel and the restaurant have a rule.
Right. I know fraternization policy.
But do you know anyone who broke the rule and hooked up with a customer? 704-570-9595. Your phone calls. You could be anonymous, of course, and you don't have to tell us where you worked. Here's Ed Sheeran now on the MRL show.
Kiss 95.1.
All right, real quick, because we got to go do some meetings and busy work stuff, so we got to get out of here. But Anonymous is on the phone, and hi, Anonymous.
Hey.
All right. So Orlando Bloom was fired. I'm sorry. A girl moved furniture with Orlando Bloom in the hotel at the restaurant where she worked, and then she was fired for it. So we're wondering, A, do we know anyone who was in a business where you're not supposed to fraternize and you did? And like, two, why aren't you allowed to? But what do you have for us?
Well, I guess it's conflict of interest, but I know someone where... she was in property management, and she would move furniture with a resident of her community
Then later on, when he moved out of the community, they got engaged, and now they've been married for a few years.
Oh, well, it worked out for them.
Yeah, but she kind of almost lost her job, so.
And she still broke the rules on how they met, kind of.
Yeah.
Because I imagine, Anonymous, she was on their dime and leaving the office and, like, going to look at things.
Let me show you this place.
Yeah, like a property walk in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. That's some 30 minutes, you know. Yeah,
happened to be a fully furnished apartment.
It's empty. It's there.
Thank you for sharing. At least, like Loren said, they're married now.
Yeah.
This is Eve in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL show, Eve.
Hey. So the reason why I used to work at a major hotel, and the real reason why is because most of the time they have a contract with either who booked them there, their management company or something like that. So like when you come in this town, you stay at this resort, like, or this hotel. And there has been things in the past where girls get that fantasy. And then they wake up the next morning and they're like, oh, I didn't ask for that. Or he made me. And then they don't have the relationship with that hotel anymore.
Gotcha. Ooh. So it could become like a legal issue.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then so contracts are broken and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's happened with a lot of celebrities in the past.
So it's just big money.
And that's the real reason why.
It's big about money, the relationships that they have with the hotels. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if she wakes up the next morning and she's in that room screaming rape or he got me drunk, you know.
Yeah.
No, I see your point. Sad. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes total sense. Thanks, Eve.
No problem.
Thanks for chiming in. That's why we have experts out there that know better than we do.
Because we're ignorant.
Right. The three of us are like, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, we're like, just go to bed with the celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got a great story.
Did you see Orlando Bloom's pictures when he was on that boat?
Yeah.
With Katie. They were on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
Not a boat.
That's true.
He had a rudder.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney